Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. H. Doyle Smith grew up in North Carolina, the son of a Southern Baptist minister. He's lived in 10 states, worked in 22, and visited all but one. He has degrees in economics, government, history, and business. This has been augmented with experience in corporate editing, individual taxation, government and military experience, and many other ways that people use to contribute to society. He's been a CPA for 30 years, a corporate auditor, a hospital controller, and a real estate agent. For a time, he taught accounting at a small junior college and holds a Master of Arts degree in two-year college teaching. His books have been called logical and thought-provoking, providing sound and revolutionary insights. Today, he will discuss his newest book, The Bible is a Single Book. Doyle has read the Bible through and studied it for 70 years. We welcome back to This Week in America author H. Doyle Smith, author of The Bible is a Single Book. Doyle, welcome back to the program. It is always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
So much to talk about in this book, and you've done a wonderful job that's been decades in the making in sharing this knowledge and information, as you always do in a very understandable, relatable way in this book, The Bible is a Single Book. Is the Bible simple or complex? Let's start with that, because so many people have a tendency maybe to make it more complex than what it is.
It is extremely simple. The big thing is that we do not know what is right and wrong, and we have to allow the Lord to guide us. And our choice that we have is typically to choose to be judgmental of other people because they don't do what we like. And that, of course, is destructive of our society.
The book is, the Bible is a single book. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Doyle's website is hdoylesmith.com. Information there on all of the books, and we've talked about all of them on our program. You can find those interviews in the archive. Just Google, and you'll find them on YouTube as well. What is the subject of the Bible?
The subject of the Bible is how we relate to God and accept the fact that we are part of everything, not the God ourselves. It's best said in Job, when Job has been challenged by God at the end, and he says, there are things that are too marvelous for me, and I repent in dust and ashes for trying to take God's place.
There's so much in this book, and our discussion is just touching the surface today. The book is The Bible is a Single Book. H. Doyle Smith back with us on the program to talk about this. What are the three most important principles the Bible teaches?
One is that it is our actions that count, not our knowledge, not our thinking. In the Matthew 25, the last judgment, it was very well noted that the people were showing their ability to take care of God by their actions, not by our thinking. The second one is that we are not interested in what has been going on behind us. We cannot change the past, but we must look forward and go forward from where we are. The third is that no good deed goes unpunished, but we should accept the fact that we will be punished for our good deeds. Go ahead and do them, but remember that Christ himself has suffered far more than we can ever suffer.
H. Doyle Smith back with us on This Week in America. This book, The Bible, is a Single Book, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Information, and you can order at Doyle's website, hdoylesmith.com. I love one review that says, I bought the book, really fell in love with the book. I want this for myself, but I have so many people I want to share it with. I bought a second book that's my lending copy, sort of your own personal library that you can give out to friends to read the book. Not a bad idea as you're ordering, maybe an extra couple that you can give out as gifts to someone or give out as part of your lending library. Doyle, what's the objective that Christ gives everyone in the Bible? What's our takeaway?
Christ gave us a clear objective. Be ye perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect. This does not allow for us to deal with other people. We are responsible for ourselves and our ability to do what God wants us to do. And we are not the ones who can tell others what is right or what is wrong. Those who do that end up finding a great deal of argument back and forth, and that's not necessary.
H. Doyle Smith, the Bible is a single book, is the book we're talking about. His other books you'll find on his website, Budget Your Gold, Not Your Silver, Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem, this book, The Bible is a Single Book, and the other, The Nature of Good Government, all these available at hdoylesmith.com. And you'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doyle, what are the seven sections of the Bible?
The seven sections of the Bible are introduction, introduction to the people, introduction to the problem, the statement of the problem, efforts to solve the problem by people, then God's decision on how to solve the problems, and the final one is a wrap-up covering things that just need to be understood.
Doyle has studied the Bible for years. I mentioned like 70 years, studied this starting as a child and getting to this point of putting it in a book, again, that's very easy to read and comprehend and laid out so well for us. The Bible is a single book. Are the concepts consistent throughout the Bible? You've gone through this multiple times. Are the concepts consistent as you go through the Bible?
Well, we find that each section of the Bible has its own definition for certain things. For instance, in Genesis, sin is death. Doing something that causes you to die is sin. In Ezra and Nehemiah, you have all kinds of sins. Everything from not observing the Sabbath or just anything that does not agree with what the establishment has said is okay. Then when and after we discuss the Gospels, in the Gospels we learn that if we are able to go ahead and do our best that we can, and the sin will be forgiven, because essentially sin is the difference between the perfection we want to have and the perfection that we accomplish. And we've got started, we've got going, and we must forgive what we don't accomplish.
Sin is such a very important topic. What happens when we talk about sin?
We choose to say that we are judging other people's actions and defying God. We have a real separation between the ideas of wisdom and obedience. Wisdom says that we know what is right and wrong. Obedience says that God knows what is right and wrong, and we will work with him to make it the best world that we can.
What impact has this had on your life, doing all of this research, putting this all together? What impact has it had on your life when you fully understand the Bible and the message? And what impact does it have on other people who are at the state that you are, that they fully understand and are committed to live the principles of the Bible? Does it help you live a better life?
Yes, it does. The thing about it, though, is that we can get a better life even if we don't get a perfect life. And the understanding that the Bible is designed for you to be what God wanted you to be is far more important than getting anything accomplished that you think is important. By allowing God to guide you, to decide for you, you find that you find the best way to do it. However, you've got to recognize that people are chosen by God to be auto mechanics, to be masons. They do the job that God has given them, and they have the accomplishments that God needs to have to make this a better world. A busboy in a grocery store is feeding the hungry. A woman in a dress shop is clothing the naked. And the net effect of these things is that every person that uses his abilities as God has given him is doing the job that God wants done.
H. Doyle Smith is our guest once again on This Week in America, talking about the book, The Bible Is a Single Book. His website is hdoylesmith.com. Book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long did it take for you? You started this as really a young boy to get to the point where you finally fully understood the concept of the Bible, how it was broken down, the messages there, and got over this concern that so many of us had, as I mentioned at the beginning, of the complexity of the Bible. How long did it take you to get to the point you were comfortable and thus were able to live a better life because of that understanding?
I have lived it from the time that I went to see the doctor, to the preacher, and told him that I was having a problem because I was hearing voices and I was wondering whether God was speaking to me or was it the devil. He asked me three questions, and these are questions that really people need to understand. Do you believe that God has the power to make himself heard? The second question is, are you listening for his instructions? And then the third question, what's the devil got to do with it anyway?
Yes. Words of wisdom, and we always get those from Doyle, H. Doyle Smith, our guest on the program. Where did we get this idea that the Bible is complicated, a collection of 66 separate books? And you talk about, no, it can be seen, Vincent, as a single work with a central message. And when you put it in that perspective, suddenly it becomes a lot more comprehensive to many people. Where did this idea come from? It's just a collection of 66 separate books.
People are people. A simple thing will always be too simple for people's understanding. They always want to add something. The Presbyterians add predestination. The Catholics add the saints. The Mormons add the constant effort to do the best as you can. Each of these has added something, and over time I have been involved in at least seven different churches. They are all basically the good churches, but as they add the baggage, they end up reminding us of the statement by Christ that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle, that's a gate in Jerusalem's wall, than it is for a rich man to go into the kingdom of heaven. Because a camel might fit through, but all the baggage that you put on it won't allow it. And our tendency is to add baggage and add baggage and add baggage.
Now, and overcomplicate, and that's going to, you'll put an end to that in your mind, because this will be a life-altering book for you. The Bible is a single book. And you conclude by saying, there are people are called to be used by God to be a blessing to themselves and others. Is that the central message that after we go through all of this, that sort of sums it up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And it's not too complicated, and it's presented in such a way. And let's talk about that aspect of it. When you went back and you started this, you're known for being able to take these complex issues and break them down so that we all can understand. How challenging was it to take the Bible and to break it down into this book, The Bible is a Single Book, and make it so we could read and we could learn and not be overwhelmed by a lot of extra wordage and jargon in the book? How challenging was this to make this reader-friendly?
Once I saw the outline that was there, it seemed that the Lord wrote the book. I just put it down.
Well, it's interesting. The work was done for you, if you would pay attention. The book, it's a single book with a clear outline, and that's presented very succinctly. And again, it's a life-altering book. The Bible is a single book. What are you working on now? We've talked about the other three books that you've written so eloquently. What are you working on now? Another book that you're working on?
I have a series of small articles that I am sending out at this time. I think clearly for a short while I can see a point, and I can deal with that point, but I have found that I do not like to write long dissertations. I can do it, but it's I have so many ideas in my mind that it is better to get each of them a short time rather than trying to flesh them out.
That makes so much sense. You can move through these and go from topic to topic. As you get moved by something you hear in a conversation or read in the news, you've got the freedom to start writing about that. What are some of the topics that interest you now that you want to follow up with an article?
Well, I have submitted a book called Musings that discusses the change of a civilization, such as from the Kievan Rus over to the Russian Empire, England, from the time when there were Normans and Anglo-Saxons changed over until they became English, and Americans who were divided between those who were slaves and those who were masters, and the resulting change that has come over the United States over the last 300 years, that gives us an idea that we will be very different from the two different cultures that came together in America. That musing should be available before long.
And you can check all of this at Doyle's website, which is very simple, hdoylesmith.com. Information there on the books. You can order the books, get information, stay up to date on what he's writing about. The book available, this and all of his books, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And we'll have those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've got a very unique perspective. You break things down so we can fully understand. I mentioned in the beginning your background, a very impressive background, where you've got all of this knowledge and information that you can share with us. It's always a pleasure, Doyle, to have you on the program. You take a topic that intimidates a lot of people, and you've broken it down, a very important topic, into a single book. The Bible is a single book, a simple message, the concept so well done. What did it feel like when you finish this book, you get it out there, and you see the rave reviews that are coming in? Because this really is changing lives for the better for so many people. How does that make you feel as an author?
Well, again, remind you of the second most important point, that what's done is done and cannot be undone. And I have moved on and I've looked at things that need to be done after I have let this cut to go. I do not try to live in the past, and once I've accomplished something, I move on.
Well, and the world's a better place before that, because of that, all of these books, and that's a good philosophy for all of us. We can't change it. Let's just go forward and continue to spread our message. This book, The Bible is a Single Book. Doyle's other books are Budget Your Goals, Not Your Silver, Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem, and The Nature of Good Government. All of these books available at hdoylesmith.com. Books on sale, of course, all the usual places, and links on our website. Doyle, always a pleasure. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. So much more we could talk about. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
It is
I appreciate
a
it.
Knowledge, and I love to learn something and to share it with the audience on the program. H. Doyle Smith, our guest. His website, hdoylesmith.com. All of the information on his book, of course, available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.